So here we are again with episode 2, and I think we lied on the first one when we said we're going to make a movie reference. We might do it for a little bit, because we don't know. We are just going off of a...
Yeah, we're really just two assholes doing a podcast.
Like, absolutely. Yeah. So because we said we were going to do that real quick, we're going to talk about some movies that we're going to explain, like, the clickbait that you see on YouTube. So, for example, here's one... Here's one.
The B movie. Yeah, many people that know me would say that's my favorite movie.
So explain the basis of this movie without
just make
it sound weird as hell, dude.
Yeah. No, definitely for sure. If I were to describe the B movie to someone that's like
never watched it before,
and I'm just like, man, I'm bored. I sure wish to ruin someone's life by fucking making them watch the B movie. For sure, I would describe it as a tale of a young man on a path of self-discovery. Stumbles on to forbidden love. That forbidden love blossoms into a change of society.
I like how you use blossoms, because talking about flowers here.
Bees, blossoms, flowers. Thank you. Thank you, Lou.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Of course.
So blossoms into a forbidden relationship bullshit.
Yeah, trying to change society.
So trying to change society, and what else happens, Al?
Towards the end of it, they realize that a complete upending of society isn't the best trajectory for society. So, they realize the error of their ways, which, you know, seems right to everyone.
Yeah, because there's, like, a bee and a fucking human.
Yeah.
It's a little weird. It gets a little weird.
Everyone should know the plot of the bee movie. Not everyone, but, like... not everyone.
A sufficient amount of people.
It's actually kind of sad if you know the whole entire plot of the bee movie by heart.
You know,
like I do.
She doesn't.
Not gonna lie.
Knows about hard, dude. She recites that shit every morning.
I make my roommates watch it. Yes,
I am guilty of that. She does. She makes me watch it. Please help.
Shit. Oop. Anyway. The bee movie. It's wild. If you try to explain it out of context with everyone being human, it's like, okay.
It doesn't make sense, because you gotta be a bee to get it, right? At one point he was like, bee humor, and he made a joke and it was dumb as fuck.
Every joke in that movie is cursed and shouldn't have been said aloud in the first place. Anyway,
Okay, all right.
What you got?
So this family that's trying to keep together, right? They're trying to keep their identity safe from the world, and only this thick ass mama could help them out by getting a job, and she becomes like the baddest ass at this job that her entire family becomes superheroes again. That's the Incredibles 2, basically. She has a thick ass dude, like, I ain't gonna lie. So, that's all I got for Incredibles 2. I know it wasn't as long as yours about the whole B movie. We could write a whole speech on the B movie, but Incredibles 2 is.
Yes, well, how often I made my roommates watch it.
How often she makes us watch it. Like, it's crazy.
I have two roommates, by the way.
She does have two roommates. I'm one.
Lou is one. Jim is the other. Who happens to be female.
Yeah, she just chose
a proper young lady.
Yeah,
I just call her Jim for fun.
Yeah, for some reason.
But yeah, honestly, I checked out a little bit at the beginning of what you were saying, and I didn't know you were talking about The Incredibles 2. I didn't know you were talking about
Incredibles. Okay, that's fine. Good job on you. So, give me another movie that you just explain another movie, dude, and I'll try to guess what it is, and you know we'll go from there. All right, let's try go for it, dude.
Okay, so a kid, this is another coming of age story, if you will.
I love coming of age stories. Okay, tell me.
Young kid. Maybe elementary school. Doesn't know what's going on. Just figuring himself out.
Yeah.
Has a lot to live up to. His dad was pretty popular during his age, as far as like sports and all that. So this young kid notices that something happens, and he tries to tell everyone, nobody believes him.
That sounds like a young kid. That sounds like every young kid.
Yeah. The adults won't believe him. His best friends are all for it, but his Every adult won't believe him. Yeah, yeah, typical kids movie, trying to appeal to kids and shit.
What else happens in this movie where this kid is trying to appeal to kids?
There's aliens. There's a heartfelt love story. There's all manners of things. There's a skip to the future where a movie is being produced about the main character in this movie. So I don't know what that's called. It's not a wall break, but it's definitely a certain level of self-awareness for this particular movie.
Breaking the fourth wall type of deal?
Yes, ma'am. I would describe that as a fourth wall break. Because why are you going to have a movie within a movie? Who does that?
Does this little kid have a crush on an ugly-ass duck?
Duckling?
Duckling?
Yes, ma'am.
Chicken Little. Let's go. Let's get it.
Point one Chicken Little. For Lou. We weren't keeping points.
I was like, where did we start keeping points?
I'm not... who knows?
Who really knows? Okay, so this one is about two kids who are best friends, and they meet a little Girl Scout, and she goes into this. She's trying to sell her cookies, like no one's business, right? You know, Girl Scouts try to do whatever, dude. They jump over your fence and go over your like security to sell you a fucking box of cookies, and then you have to buy it. So, you know.
I wouldn't say no to a girl.
Yeah, absolutely. So this Girl Scout goes into this one house, and she tries to sell a box of cookies, right? But then the house tries to eat her, and the other two best friend kids were like, hey, we're going to save her because she's hot as fuck. And you know, they're kids, right? So kids are always horny as hell. You know, you as an adult may not, you know, approve or, like, even say, yeah, as a kid I was horny. You know, whatever, dude. And especially if you're a parent, you're not going to be like, my kids are horny. Shut the fuck up. You were horny at 12. Your kids are most likely...
Early teens are the horniest fuck
there
ever.
There you go. Absolutely. I agree to that.
There's two types of people. Either you agree or disagree with that.
Yeah, so
in this world... I honestly...
For sure. So, they're trying to save her from this one evil house. And on Halloween, I think, they go inside this house to try to kill it because it's a monster. I think I just said the title of the movie, but, like, backwards.
I... don't want to ruin your fun, but yes, you did.
What did I say?
You think they went into this one house that is a monster.
Yeah, monster. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
So what's it called?
Monster House.
Oh, okay. You know everything around here.
Well, I am the smart one.
You're not. She's not, dude. She's not the fucking smart one.
I am the smarticle particle
you're
one.
Everything... I can't say but smart. You're smart. Okay, go. Your turn. I'll try to guess what the movie is.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Why are we being so loud on the microphone? Just think of a movie. Dude. Any movie. Any movie in the whole wide world. And, you know, I'll try to... We'll try to guess it as your, listeners. I was gonna say viewers, but I'm like, there's nothing to see here. So, as your, eyeballs... As your eyeballs here, we'll try to figure it out. Go for it! Al, it's all yours!
Thank you for giving me the mic. The non-existent mic, I might add.
Yeah, we're kind of just sharing a phone here. It's cool.
Yeah, we're starting out.
Alright, Al. It's all fun. It's all shits and giggles at this point. Like, alright, Al, your turn.
Alright. Coming of age is such a generic term. I'm gonna stop using that for all of it. Okay, so there's this guy in the society. He's born into it. He has a talent that's not accepted by the society at large. Relatable, right? So he has this one talent, and everyone, like, gives him the cold shoulder for it. They like, disown him. They don't want any part of him in their society. But it's his talent that ends up saving his people.
What do the people do?
The people, they sing.
They sing?
They sing. They all have a knack for singing.
Every single one of them. Except for this one young man.
Yes.
Gotta sound like Happy Feet. Is it Happy Feet?
Yes.
Perfect.
Honestly, that is a cult movie. Can't change my mind. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, you cannot know.
Don't at me. Yes,
you cannot know.
Yes, we are eating hot Cheetos.
We are eating hot Cheetos right now, and you know, it's great. It's all going great.
We are drinking.
And we said we're going to do this a little bit about the movies thing. So we're going to do this a little bit about the movies thing. And then we're going to move on to something that we want to talk about, which is dating apps. So we're just going to do one more real quick, and then we're going to do some dating apps. We'll talk about some Tinder and whatever the fuck. All right.
All right, so, Lou. I do believe.
You believe do.
Do believe do. I do.
Doodly.
It is your turn.
Thank you. So this one kid, he has a bipolar disorder. You know, he makes all his, he has a bipolar disorder, right? And he makes all these little new characters, and he's like, hey, this is so-and-so, and this is so-and-so. And then he just makes, like, a whole little world, dude, with, toys. No, I gave it away. That gave it away already. Just say what it is.
Honestly, yeah, you fucked up everything.
Yeah,
if you would have specified, like, the plot, I've been like,
oh, I know. This one. So, this divorced mother with two kids.
Toy Story.
Yeah. It's Toy Story. I said Toy Story. Alright, so moving on.
You speak it of the Toy Story.
Alright, so we're gonna do dating apps because we changed our mind in the middle of making two episodes, so we don't want to do more movies. We're just gonna go straight into, so I use an app named Hinge. And she uses an app named Tinder. You might have heard of either of those. So Hinge is an app that shows your... Can you... Shut the fuck up. Thanks. Stop being loud. Okay, so Hinge is an app where you meet people. And the way you can interact with people and like people is through things that they post. So it may not make that much sense now, but so for example, if someone posts like 6 different pictures, you can like any of those 6 pictures, and that's how you match with someone. So say I like the 4th picture that you posted somewhere of you just being on a, I don't know, you're on a surfer board, whatever, dude, you're like you're just chilling on a surfer board, and I like that picture. It shows that I like that picture, and I can also send you a message like, hey, nice surfboard. And that's how it opens up the conversation. As opposed to Tinder, where you just swipe left or right. This isn't anything like Tinder. I would really suggest going with this Hinge app because it's just more, it's a little bit more elaborate. It's a little bit more connection. But that's enough about Hinge. You probably know a little bit about Tinder.
To go into honestly, everybody knows about Tinder. Swipe left, swipe right. Yeah. It's what popularized. However you fucking say that word.
Whatever, dude.
Swiping left, swiping right.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, unlike Lou, I am much more of a dog. Not gonna lie, much more opportunistic. Tinder has two sides to it. I feel like either one way or the other. I personally use Tinder for like quick, impersonal, you know, hey, let's meet up. Let's see where it goes.
You do that? What? Have I been lied to my whole life since you've been here for like the past 3 months?
Am I swearing on a Bible?
Oof. No, you're not.
All right, then I feel like I don't have to answer that question.
Absolutely, you do not have to answer that question.
Thanks, Lou.
Absolutely. Always.
But for sure, Hinge sounds more personal than Tinder. Tinder, you can put like, hey, I'm down to fuck right now.
Yes, and then Tinder would reply with another boy or girl who's down to fuck right now, and it'll be perfectly fine. But honestly, on Hinge, you gotta work for it. Like, some of these people...
Tinder is, like, receiving an application for someone, right?
Yeah, so Hinge is more like, hey, you know, I might be looking for a long-term relationship, but I'm not sure at the moment. So let's see where things work out. You know, that's how Tinder was supposed to be, but, you know, it's not there yet, so...
I'm telling you, it's either one way or the other. I'm sure plenty of people have met... They're one and only. They're Tinder.
Yeah, for sure. Because what are the chances?
But it's either that or hey, a quick, you know,
a quickie.
That's a very strong word here.
What the fuck is not a strong word for quickie?
You know, a quick. How do you do, my fellow human?
Oh, you mean a fucking one night stand? That's exactly what you mean, you little. I won't say it because.
Just so you know,
you little whore.
Just so you know, folks at home, there's no Bible for me to swear on, so I don't feel obligated to answer that question.
So right now I'm pouring us some vodka because you know what? We're just chilling here and we're just gonna be drinking some more, and that is what you guys came here to listen to. So you're listening to some two people just having a chill ass time with alcohol involved.
Hey, why are you pouring more vodka in mine than yours?
Nope.
Two shots of vodka.
Oh my god. Okay, so back on. Any good Tinder stories that you may have? Oh, no, it's spilling. No Tinder stories? You got nothing. Come on,
perhaps
you gotta have
something.
Perhaps
that's to be saved for another time.
Really?
Because I am quite the rascal.
I bet you are. Okay, so I guess it's my turn. This one time on Tinder, I don't even know where to start, dude.
You said Tinder?
Yeah, no, I was like, I don't even use Tinder. I don't. I use Hinge. Okay, fine.
Okay.
This one time on Hinge.
Your experience on Hinge.
Where do I even start? Let me see.
What?
Okay, so this one time on Hinge, I met with a guy. Let's call him.
Okay.
Give me a made up John, because everyone's name is John. Let's call him John. Yeah, John Smith. Perfect. So this John, right? We met up and we went to one mall, and I forgot which mall it was. It was probably down like, I don't know, 45 somewhere. And we were just hanging out, right? Having the best time of our lives. And that's a fucking lie. We were just hanging out, you know, just having a regular time. And, you know, I can tell that he wanted something more than just to hang out. So we went to the mall. We hung out. We might have held hands. We made out for a while, actually. It was, maybe at least, like, 50. It was a good amount of time. I was just like, I'm turned on. This is great. I'm loving it. We should go back to my place. We can continue this, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And, we didn't that day, actually. But, you know, the next time we hung out, we did. So, we ended up back at my place, and he was pretty great, honestly. I ain't gonna lie. Like, he knew his way, you know? Mm-hmm. Just, that's all I'm gonna say about that, because I could get super explicit.
gotta do that here, bro.
I don't think I should get super explicit, but let me just tell you, this boy knew where it was, and that's all I'm gonna say about that. Ladies, that is all I'm gonna say. Because that's really all I have. Like, he was just great, and I cut it off with him because you know what? There was no reason for me to cut it off with him. Like, honestly, there was absolutely no reason, but I was just, like, bored. Our third roommate is home.
Oh my god.
We have to pause this real quick. Our guest speaker? No.
Oh,
stop. She's not gonna. Yeah, you locked all the doors. We'll be right back after these not messages.
Hey, Jim.
And we're back. We just had to open the door and she went to her room, so it's all good. Al, take it away. Tell us about
Tinder. All right. I gotta be honest, your Hinge story, wasn't that interesting?
It wasn't. It really was boring.
Is.
I almost, yeah.
I think I fell asleep through most of it.
She probably did, dude. I do not doubt her.
She did pour more vodka in my drink than hers.
No, I didn't.
I saw you.
Stop. You know what? I'll make it fair. I'll pour some more vodka in mine, and that way you'll be happy.
Okay, thank you.
This already hurts, man. You happy with it?
Two shots of vodka. No, you're good.
You good? Okay. Alright, so we're all settled that we're good. Cool.
Hey, Texas number one in alcohol sales, am I right?
Hey, it's probably because of us, like, honestly. I ain't gonna lie. That cup is full. Have the rest
I don't
this.
Want any more!
There you go. So, Tinder, tell us about it.
Well, as I sip the drink I am drinking against my will, I suppose.
No,
it's
forcing you. You suppose? What do you suppose?
Tinder's wild.
You meet a lot of people on Tinder. Like, you meet everyone in the fucking world, and they mama's on Tinder.
So Tinder tells you that you have, like, a limited amount of people you're allowed to swipe on?
Yeah, doesn't it? Isn't that a little weird?
So you can keep swiping for quite a while. before you hit the like the limit. And Tinder for me is like a hookup app. Just a hookup app. I'm not being shallow or superficial or anything. Like, there's a lot of people on Tinder that, hey, gotta itch, gotta scratch it. Same here, you know? It's that kind of exchange.
Yeah, for sure. It really is. And I haven't had much experience with Tinder. Like, really, I've been on it probably maybe 2 or 3 times, but it was only like a week at a time.
If you know what you want and you want to get straight to the
there
point,
you go.
Tinder is the place to go.
But if you're looking for someone that you really want to care about and everything, you should try Hinge. Stop.
I don't know who made that noise, but someone did.
Oh, yeah, so wow. Someone just did, you know. Who's making noises out here?
Someone in the studio.
Marty. Yeah, this big-ass studio. Just someone's making noises.
Slash our living room.
We're in our living room, guys.
Living.
Yeah, living. Absolutely living. So, more on Tinder, bud. What you got?
Tinder, personal story for me is like, hey, you definitely gotta put a... Definitely know what you want on Tinder. Sure, you get plenty of likes of like a generic, hey,
a generic one.
I think I want to hold hands with someone, or I want to do
You get the, I think I want to hold hands with someone?
Yeah.
That's not a thing. It's either I want to hold hands with someone, or I might be
down
into... Down to hold hands with someone.
No.
Would you imagine that?
Oh,
I am down
my
to
God.
Hold hands with someone right now.
Not on Tinder. Maybe on Hinge. But
wow. Maybe on Hinge, too. Like, on Hinge, you get, like, the super soft people who are just trying to be friends with you. And then they want to get to know you.
On Tinder,
it's straight. You want
to... Hold on. You either have very soft people or people, like, down the foot. Right there and then.
And... We're
no in between.
Tinder is great.
There's so many users on it, and like who knows?
Who knows what?
Who knows what you're gonna find?
Who knows me? You can find anything in the world there. You can find the porn store, I guess. I don't know.
Every gender in the spectrum, every sexuality, in the spectrum.
However many of them.
It's crazy. If you got a specific hobby, like, odds are you can find it on Tinder.
Yeah, you just... Is there a way that it can look you up that way? I don't know. Not yet. The day Tinder specifies that you only collect, like, Yu-Gi-Oh cards from the 20...
From a certain year.
Yeah, that's when I'll join Tinder.
That's when there will be no more single people, I believe.
Dude, that is... Yeah, like, as long as you can find a very, very specific... Dare I say kink? A very specific...
Hold up! I don't know about all that!
You sure?
I don't know about all that.
Why not? Why not?
I personally am a very big Pokemon fan. I would not call that a kink. By any means, on our Lord, baby Jesus, I would not say that that is a kink.
Why are you holding your cross right now?
Because, like, it feels unholy to even think that that's a kink. Either you
okay,
go
fine.
Or you want
to... You know what I mean, not a kink, like...
What
the
hobby?
Common,
just say hobby.
Hobby. The common hobby. Denominator between you guys.
Okay,
you know?
Thank you.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yu-Gi-Oh card.
Don't say kink. There's a lot of sexual implications for that one.
Yeah, but Tinder is more about the sex. It's not really about the connection. And you know that.
Hold on.
Uh-huh.
I said either or, no in between. Not to bash Tinder.
Fuck, you're right.
It's either like, you know, some people like really down to make a connection, or like people really down to, you know.
Yeah, just like... And wipe it off and go on another day. That's a great way to look at things.
We're all like fucking human. Like,
we're all horny for sex at some point in our lives. Like, honestly, you know?
I've said this before, but there's two types of people in this world. Either you're horny and you want to itch it right away, or you're a fucking liar.
Wow, you're just gonna call us that. So,
yeah.
Which one am I? Am I the liar or am I? Am I the liar?
Right away.
Right away?
For sure. Yes. Don't say
winning,
yes.
I think.
Don't say winning. That this is, what is that, like 2010 meme?
Yeah, it is. It's a Charlie Sheen.
Man. What a time, boys and girls.
Yeah, back when we were allowed to go outside. We're not getting into that.
Hey,
right,
you want to go towards TikTok?
You want to talk about... TikTok is not a dating app, but we can...
Hey,
we
some can people it. Do...
Really?
People on TikTok, yes.
Really?
Yeah, creators be like, hey, I'm a single. And they're like, hey. Yeah.
You can message on TikTok, can you?
Yes, you can.
You can? Wow. Yes. I've yet to make a popular TikTok.
Same here. I mostly look at TikToks.
Yeah, me too.
And I got it. I gotta say,
excuse you.
Excuse me.
Yeah, let me get on your level of. I want to get that drunk when I'm. What are you? 27, 27.
I hate you with all my heart.
No, you don't. Dude, you're like 28, right?
So humor has really.
You're almost my dad's age. Like I swear.
If you don't stop this instant. You're awful.
I'm gonna keep drinking. You can you do this.
You keep drinking the vodka that you have less of than I do. Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Anyway, we'll go
TikTok. The future of humor, which is evolving fast, faster than either me or Lou could ever fucking imagine.
Ever, like I. Okay, continue.
We'll see something on TikTok and be like, I don't know if that's funny, but then we'll watch it a few times. We're like. Oh my god, that's the funniest thing in the fucking world.
Yeah, dude.
And like, we'll see the comments and everyone else will think that's like the funniest thing in the fucking world.
And it's only natural for us to incline towards how funny it is.
Yeah, no one wants to be out of the loop. No one wants to be like old and shit.
Not me. I don't want to be old. Like you.
I hate you. I hate you.
Dude, you're like almost 30.
You are the worst. I am not almost 30. I'm only a few months older than you, actually.
Dude, you're almost 30.
Boys and girls listening at home?
Uh-huh, yeah, boys and girls.
Boys and girls.
Boys and girls should not be listening to this. I think men and women shall, because I respect equal rights.
More like dudes and dudettes.
No, dudes and dudettes. That's like...
What?
Middle
what?
Ground. It's
legally
nice.
Blonde shit?
I don't know about legally blonde shit. Really.
You're right. I don't know the plot of Legally Blonde. I just said that.
I know the plot of White Chicks. Everyone knows the plot of White Chicks. So these two dudes, right?
Everybody already knows the plot of White Chicks. You don't gotta explain it.
That's a
R.I.P. It used to be on Netflix. Sadly.
Yeah, it used to be on Netflix.
Not on Netflix.
Netflix is not a dating app, but, you know, you can Netflix and chill with it. So you really gotta take advantage of the shows that you don't wanna watch.
Hey,
so you can't do the chill part.
Lou, can we both agree that social media as we know it is kind of changing?
Oh, dude.
Like,
for sure.
There's a lot of... Okay, cross media exchange.
Uh-huh, cross media exchange.
TikTok and Netflix. Tiger King is everywhere. It's on Facebook. It's on...
It's on everywhere. I don't even know what that is.
I saw the first two episodes.
I know you did.
And I see the appeal. I see the appeal. Like, hey, this is like some extreme shit.
Really?
Yeah, and it's just going through TikTok. It's through Facebook. It's through all the social media.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, the humor... The humor is like, I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Uh-huh.
How it could be on so many different social medias that are for different ages. Facebook, you think for older audience. TikTok, definitely younger.
For sure. Okay, so well, now we're nearing towards the end of this discussion, and the next thing we're gonna talk to, and we're gonna stick to this one this time,
for sure,
is gonna be some good old BDSM.
BDSM.
So, BDSM. Who doesn't like to hear at least hear about BDSM? Stay tuned to our alcoholic rants, is what I'm gonna call it.
Yep, they're only getting more alcoholic from here.
Are we drinking more each episode? Dude, that's crazy. Alright, guys. Have a good night. This has been Lou.
And this has been Al.
And we've been great. You've been great, guys. You've been great listening and sticking to this entire... Yeah,
we really do appreciate y'all.
BDSM. All right.
Next one. Next one.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.